The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Revealing how the world really works. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this short glimpse into the main podcast of this week's show. It's called Ancient Jewish Wisdom on, yes, masturbation. A taboo topic and one that is always awkward, particularly if you decide to have that conversation with your children. And one of the things that I show in this podcast is that the problem with masturbation is, no, it will not grow hair on your hands, and no, it won't make you blind, but it will have nonetheless a certain impact, and that is what I lay out in the show. It is something that is very real. Why? Well, I speak about the only two activities that any human being can do that benefit nobody else. You know, you can buy a tub of ice cream and gorge on it all afternoon. That seems like a pretty selfish activity, but the storekeeper where you bought it from is pretty happy about it, and the drugstore that's going to sell you Pepto-Bismol to fix your stomach, they'll be happy about it, and the dentist that'll do your teeth, they'll probably be happy about it. But you see, it's very hard, even when you think you're doing something selfish. The bottom line is that during the course of our day, all the time, we're doing things that do benefit other people. When you show up for work, yes, you're doing it to get paid. But if you weren't there, the folks, say, operating on the next machine, well, they'd have to stop work because the assembly line wouldn't work if you're missing. We all are helping other people all the time. The two exceptions are relieving ourselves, going to the bathroom, and masturbation. That's right. You'll notice there's a tremendous amount of embarrassment about relieving ourselves. We don't say, excuse me, I'm going to void my bowels. We say, I'm going to the washroom, I'm going to the restroom, I'm going to the men's room, I'm going to the John, I'm going to the powder room. Why? A nation that has reached such levels of comfortable disclosure about the most private things in life. These are things that are now joked about by comedians. They show up on the news. They're spoken about by politicians. And yet, when it comes to a simple thing, like something that everybody has to do every day, relieve yourself, go to the toilet, that we don't talk about. We use a euphemism. We are going to look into that. The podcast explains why that is. And it talks about what the other thing is that we do that may relieve you. It doesn't do anything for anybody else at all. And basically, I take the wraps off the topic and provide you also with an entire approach. Should you decide that this is something you want to discuss with your children, you say a teenage boy, here is the way to do it to minimize the embarrassment and not create an awkward encounter that both you and your child will want to absolutely forget about as soon as you possibly can. I'm Rabbi Daniel Lappin. My website is rabbidaniellappin.com, and the book I refer to your recommendation is called Hands Off, This May Be Love. It's a book about the incredibly powerful impact that a man and a woman touching one another can have, and the way that this could impact the marriage, if indeed there is to be one at the end of this courtship. I'm Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Until next week, God bless.
Listening to Rabbi Daniel Lappin on demand on the Blaze Radio Network. Find more at theblaze.com/radio.